Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Song Doers. Folks, this podcast is heating up. So let's cool it off, okay? Be cool, everyone. Jeez, I can't start. Someone out there isn't being cool. Everyone is waiting for you. Come on, let's go. Cool down. Come on. Jesus. All right. Looks like we're good to go now. Someone out there either cooled down or they died. This machine doesn't tell me which one, but it does say we're good to start, so let's get rocking. Episode 16, Not Fumbles. Not Fumbles is a child who recorded a popular song, I Caught the Ball, after making a big play in a Little League baseball game. But to understand why we should even give a shit, let's give the song a little context. Fumbles, as he was known when our story begins, was friends with two kids named Winston and Boyd. They all played together on The Dancers, a softball team sponsored by the local dance academy. And while he was friends with them, he wasn't best friends with them. Winston and Boyd were best friends with each other. Fumbles rarely hung out with them outside of baseball. And that's why he was so excited when they called him and asked if he'd like to camp out with them at the edge of town on Friday night. It's better if we tell our parents we're sleeping at your house, they said at practice one day. We can't use either of our parents because they talk to each other all the time. They'd find out for sure we were lying. Fumbles didn't care about the logic of it all. He was just thrilled that they were including him. So that night they met, adorned with camping gear, at a park at the edge of town. When Fumbles got there, he realized why they wanted seclusion and privacy. It's because they had obtained a copy of an X-rated comedy film about a raunchy talking pig. After the movie, which, by the way, climaxed with the pig needing to do the splits, and then he does and he barfs, all three boys left their tents to lay down under the stars. After a while, Fumbles started to feel a little uncomfortable. His back was starting to hurt. He sat up and felt the ground where he was sitting. It was something hard. He dug a little bit and cleared away some dirt to reveal a home plate. This must have been a baseball diamond, one of the stupid kids said. Yeah, said another one of the dumbass kids. It really doesn't matter which kid said what at this part. It doesn't change the story at all. So they all agreed that long ago there must have been a baseball diamond where they were currently camping and went back into their respective tents to go to bed. That night, they all had a crazy dream in which they were playing baseball on a team of kids from the 1950s, and they were all on the same field that they were lying on today. It was quite the coincidence. The next morning, they woke up, and over croissants and tea, told each other of their dreams. They were floored when they realized they had all played in the same dream game. Did you see that one guy? Asked one of those little kids. Yeah, another said. He was really good. I think his name was Apple Thomas. Somebody say my name? Asked Apple Thomas as he sidled up from seemingly nowhere and joined the boys at breakfast. They were floored. A figure from their dreams had traveled back with them to the real world. You traveled out of our dream and into the future, one of the f***ers said, and you were great last night. Hey, you should join our baseball team. Yeah, okay, said Apple Thomas, although he really just wanted to get to the graveyard and see what was going on there. Maybe he was already dead. His parents probably were. He wanted to process that, but they whisked him away to practice. At practice, the coach saw how great Apple Thomas was, and he gave him Boyd's spot on the team. I said earlier that Boyd was best friends with Winston, but surprisingly, Winston didn't have Boyd's back when he complained about the switch. This is totally sucky, Boyd said. I don't want him on the team. We had a good team. We had good chemistry. We still have good chemistry, Winston said. He's really good, Boyd, and we want to win. We can't win with you. You're bad. Boyd was devastated. His best friend didn't care if they played on the same baseball team. He needed a new best friend, and after a few days of consideration, decided he was going to make Fumbles his new best friend. So he went to a dancer's game and waited for Fumbles. Are you here to see me? Asked Winston. No, I hate you. I'm waiting for Fumbles, said Boyd.
By the way, it seems like I've really learned the characters' names pretty good, eh?
I sort of have a growing respect for them, so I'm not going to swear and call them stupid anymore. So anyway, after the game, Boyd never even got a chance to talk to Fumbles because Fumbles made this huge, great play in the outfield and he wins the dancers the game and then he gets like swept away in this huge frenzy, leaving Boyd alone on the field. Friendless, bad at baseball, and stupid after all. But this isn't a story about Boyd. It's a story about Fumbles, who after that changed his name to Not Fumbles and released the following song entitled I Caught the Ball.
I caught the ball, so I'm a hero. I used to be a zero, but now my number's bigger than that. They wouldn't sell me pie, but now I get to buy it, 'cause I caught a ball off a bat.
Well, that'll do it for this week's episode of Long Lures. Long Lures? What the hell am I talking about? Krong Crewers. There, that's better. I just wanted to let you know that I recently discovered something pretty freaky, which is the following. This unholy podcast exists in the past, present, and future. Let me explain. I recorded it in the past, so it has already happened. But you're listening to it right now, so it exists in the present. But it also consists of words I'm about to say, like these words. So it's also always in the future. Isn't that f***ing nuts? If you think that's f***ing nuts, email me at songdoers@gmail.com. I'll send you a picture of a single grain of rice. It's literally the least I can do to thank you for affirming that this is f***ing nuts. All right, you're probably tired of my rambling. I've kept you long enough. Go ahead and step through the metal detector. Oh, you're going to jail.